Garfield, what's the idea of putting this glop in my washing machine?
John, what's the idea of putting this dirty laundry in my chocolate pudding?
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you want.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
Garfield and Friends is taped in front of an animated studio audience.
Garfield, what are you doing?
Making a medium-sized sandwich. What does it look like?
Have you seen my shoes?
What would I be doing with your shoes? How could I possibly... Oh, wait. Hey, mayonnaise is good for the shine. Okay, when I make a sandwich, I get a little carried away.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mr. John Arbuckle?
Arbuckle.
Close enough, Mr. Arbinkle. If you can answer a question, you'll win a new car.
Win? Wow!
Now, okay, here's your question. When they asked General Custer where all the Indians came from, what did he say?
I don't know.
That is correct! You win!
I did? I won?
Now, come on down to Swindler Motors and claim your new car. Just ask for me, L.J. Swindler.
Garfield, I just won a new car. Let's get Odie and go.
Odie, here, boy. Odie. Hey, is it my fault you look like liverwurst today?
Excuse me, sir. By any chance, would you be interested in selling this car?
Why, yes. I just want a new car, so I won't be needing this one.
Give you $500.
It's a deal. If you'll drop us off so I can pick up my new car.
Good. I have all the contracts right here.
Gee, something smells funny.
Okay, here's the address. Now, get out of my car.
Boy, that guy was really in a hurry.
You shouldn't have sold the car.
I know, Garfield. You're thinking I shouldn't have sold the car.
The kid is psychic.
Well, I just want a brand new car, so I don't need my old one anymore. Mr. Swindler!
Hello, hello, hello! You must be our contest winner, Mr. Arbuckle.
Boy, he looks familiar.
It's Arbuckle. Where's my new car?
Right here, Mr. Arsenic.
That's not a new car.
Well, it's new to you, isn't it? Now, if you don't mind getting it out of here, I need the room.
Gee, I think I hear "And I Told You So" coming.
But I'm not taking this car.
Well, if you leave it here, I'm going to have to charge you for parking. $20 an hour.
Well, I ain't need a car now. I guess I... Come on, guys.
Would you like to shoot it now or wait till you get home?
I'm not giving up on this car. I need to find a mechanic.
Pardon me, you need a mechanic?
Either that's the same guy, or our budget for new actors is in a lot of trouble.
How much will it cost to fix?
Well, Mr. Arsenio, well, let me do a little minor calculations. Let's say 4 new tires, new transmission, new muffler, new engine, new radiator.
Do you have to replace everything?
I'll try to save the ashtray, but it doesn't look good. Your estimate. Now, please keep in mind, like any mechanic, I reserve the right to change the entire price after I do the work.
This much? I could buy a new car for this much.
You interested in a new car, sir? Al Swindler of Swindler Motors.
What kind of trade-in will you give me on my old car?
Ha! This piece of junk! You'll have to pay me the whole of the way. But I have just the car for you. Here's a used car that I just got in. Low mileage, runs like a dream. Just a few lasagna stains in the interior.
Hey, that's nice. That's like the car I used to have. Wait a minute, that's my car.
No. I have a contract right here. All signed and legal.
I can't take any more of this. John needs the long paw of the law.
Huh? I can make you a deal for this car. Say $1,500.
$1,500? I sold it for $5. You are not going to sell me my own car back.
It's my car, Mr. Arbor Day, and I... Oh, hello, officer. Now, this gentleman and I were just discussing. That car? It's in a new parking zone. Well, you see, it belongs to Mr. Arbuffle here.
Oh, no. I think it's still in your name, Mr. Swindler. You'll get the ticket unless you move it.
Right away. Oh, hey! This thing won't start. Have any brakes?
Come on, we gotta help this guy.
Get everything out of the way, like people and buildings. I'm coming through.
He's heading for the riverfront. Hey, wanna sell me this car? Say for $500?
$750. Okay, $500. It's a deal.
Kids, don't try this at home. We're professionals, and also we're cartoon characters.
Mr. Arbinkey, you saved my life. Here's the contract for your car.
And here's your $500. I hope you learned your lesson.
I did. From now on, it's honesty all the way. Good day.
I owe you an I told you so, and you owe me lunch.
Garfield, you owe me an I told you so, and I owe you lunch.
Hey, did someone say lunch? Yes, Swindler Catering Service, at your service.
No, get away from us. We're not hungry after all, are we, Garfield? Come on, let's go, boys.
Why, it's getting tougher and tougher to make an honest dollar. It's tasty.
Run for your life! Our pig is on the rampage!
Oh, quit.
Run for your lives! Our pig is on the rampage! Run for your life! Our pig is on the rampage!
Rampage? Help! Oh, help!
I can always count on Wade.
Ah, it's a beautiful day, Wade. Nothing can go wrong on a day like this.
Oh, boy! Then this is going to be a very dull cartoon.
Mail call! Here's one addressed to Orson Pig. And Wade gets all the letters addressed to Occupant.
Oh, boy!
Oh, no! This is from Hammerhead Hog.
What? Asks the rooster. Is a Hammerhead Hog?
Hammerhead Hog was a kid I went to school with. Every day, my mother used to give me a quarter to buy milk with. And every day, Hammerhead used to take my quarter away from me.
Why'd you give it to him?
Well, he was pretty strong. He used to tear telephone booths in half.
Don't you mean telephone books?
No, booths. Finally, one day, I told the principal pig what Hammerhead was doing. Hammerhead became the first student to ever get detention for life.
I'm gonna get that orson pig for snitching on me.
And now I have this letter from him. I've never forgotten how I wound up in detention. I'm coming by at noon today to settle with you. Signed, Hammerhead Hog. Oh, no! He wants to settle with me! What am I gonna do?
Well, you might try this.
Help! Help! Me! Come and just squish little pig! Help! Mayday! Send the Marines!
The duck may be onto something. Well, Orson, what are you gonna do?
Maybe one of my books has an answer. I have a book on almost everything.
Books? This is no time for books. This is a time for a sneaky trick. I'll go arrange one.
Books are helpful at all times. Here's one, basic self-defense. The first rule of self-defense is don't attempt it. Hire a good lawyer. Yeah, that one's no good.
Run for your life, Orson. Hide yourself.
Hey, this might help. Tales of Old Dodge City. In the days when Dodge City was wild, the only law west of the Pecos was the marshal.
There is a pig who wears a star, makes desperados run. He'll only use his wits and brains. He's a pig without a gun. He had a tough job to do. He had a town to tame. Face trouble all alone. Marshal Orson was his name.
Marshal Orson! Oh, Marshal Orson! Marshal Orson!
What's all the excitement, Deputy Wade?
Hammerhead Hog! He's wanted for robbery, rustling, and using the accounts and descriptions of a game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
I thought I'd sent him to prison once for taking lunch money, but that was a while ago.
Well, he all busted out, and he all's gonna be at the OK Barnyard at high noon.
It's 11:45. I suppose I'll have to meet him and talk him into surrendering.
But if I was you, I'd get out of town for a while, like until the next century.
Now, running away's not the answer, Deputy. Sometimes a pig's gotta do what a pig's gotta do. Now I gotta get rid of these high-heeled boots. They're killing my feet.
The sun was high with scorching heat and not a soul around, except for Marshal Orson and the bully of the town. Hammerhead is one mean hog, his shot is fast and true. We wonder, Marshal Orson, we all wonder what you'll do.
Howdy, Marshal Orson. I've come to settle up with you.
The hog was fast, but not fast enough, and Orson saved the day. The OK Barnyard Showdown will make history, they say. Marshal Orson walked away that day unscathed and unflustered. The hog was left flat on his back, brought down by Lemon Custard.
Oh.
Orson, I rigged up a way to take care of Hammerhead. Just get him to step on that X, and whammo! 50 pounds of creamed corn! Yeah, I know it's a rotten thing to do to someone, but this is a desperate situation.
Look, I don't need your tricks, Roy. I'm gonna stand up to Hammerhead.
Orson, when did you first have this need to do away with yourself?
A pig's gotta do what a pig's gotta do. You can't run away from everything.
Where are you, Orson?
He's here. Hello, Hammerhead. I got your letter. I know you've come to settle things.
Right. I decided it was time I paid you back. Here you are. That's $12.50 in quarters that I owe you.
Yeah, but I thought... Well, never mind what I thought. What is this?
It's the money I took from you back in the schoolyard. My conscience is clear now. I gotta go, but I'll come back and visit you sometime soon.
Orson, you're still Orson.
What happened? I stood up to him, guys. I stood up to him, and it all worked out. Yeah, and just remember, when you stand up for yourself, you know what you get?
Creamed corn?
Yeah, something like that.
And now, in spite of popular demand, it's time for Screaming with Binky. We're about to see...
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but I have laryngitis.
Laryngitis? That means no yelling. That means no screaming. Well, I guess... Ouch! I thought you said you had laryngitis.
I do, but I also have great stereo equipment.
Ouch! We'll be right back. Maybe.
Careful, Odie. We could be under attack at any moment. The enemy is armed and dangerous. Keep your head down. Here it comes. Get down!
Let's go find a good movie on TV. There's nothing like a movie and popcorn.
Movie and pizza. Movie and pizza.
Okay, everyone set?
And now, back to today's mediocre movie matinee presentation, Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2.
You, you're not Sylvia. You're one of the Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2.
Let's see what else is on.
We return now to today's feature presentation here on Adequate Theater.
You, you're not Sylvia. You're one of the Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2.
Kids! It's your old pal, Binky!
I am desperate. I'd even watch Binky.
Otherwise known to fans of this show as that awful clown.
And now, here's a special Binky surprise!
You, you're not Sylvia. You're one of the Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2.
Good idea. I'll try the Spanish language channel.
Ahora, regresamos a la película.
Tú no eres Silvia. Tú eres una de las criaturas de Kung Fu en Rompaje. Dos.
The educational channel is running a documentary, The Making of Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2.
I'm in the mood for a movie this evening, and since there's nothing on, we'll just have to go rent a movie.
Movie and pizza. Movie and pizza.
Maybe a drama. No, a comedy. Maybe something with adventure.
Maybe something with anchovies. No, pepperoni. Maybe sausage.
Hi, I'd like to open a membership here so I can rent some movies.
Fine. Just a few minor forms to fill out, sir. I'll need to see a driver's license.
Got it right here.
Two major credit cards.
Two major credit cards.
And a picture ID.
Picture ID.
And three references from neighbors.
Three references from neighbors.
All excited about renting a tape, Odie?
You don't care? Odie, don't you understand the value of videotapes in the world today?
They provide a way to travel the world without leaving your chair or the vicinity of your refrigerator.
This may appear to be a videotape, but it's a first-class ticket to a great escape. Take a journey to where the tropical sun shines. Just take a trip on Video Airlines. Now turn the knob on your TV set. It'll send you faster than a turbojet from your living room to where a friendly Martian dines. Just take a trip on Video Airlines. You can sail the Nile, climb Mount Everest, mingle with society where they never rest. The Arctic Circle, Trafalgar Square. A video can take you nearly everywhere, from the densest jungle to the emptiest space. Wild adventure, any place. You can be a soldier or a star. Your imagination tells you who you are. So grab a bunch of the movies here. Places oh so far become oh so near. Spend some time in the desert or the sheltering pines. Jungle vines, King Solomon's mines. While your bod reclines, your tummy dines. Just take a trip on Video Airlines.
Letter from your third grade teacher.
Here it is.
Photo of you in a zebra costume.
Here you go.
Klopman Diamond.
Here. When can I rent a tape?
Right now. Here's your rental card.
I made it. Okay, let's see what's left to rent.
Oh, too bad. Looks like everything's been rented.
Huh? Ah! I'll take it. Whatever it is, I'll rent it. Come on, guys. Okay, guys. It's movie time!
You're not Sylvia. You're one of the kung fu creatures on the rampage.
This is the only movie in the entire world.
We're not watching this. Guys, I'm afraid we're going to have to do something drastic.
You mean...
We're actually going to go out to a movie theater. We'll go to that new multi-cinema. They have 37 screens.
All of which will be showing Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage, too, right?
Theater 29, okay. You go right for three blocks, hang a left, and wait for the tram.
Here it is, guys. Now, before we go in, tell me, are you showing Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 2?
Absolutely not.
At last! I wonder what this movie is.
Here comes the title. Kung Fu Creatures on the Rampage 3.
It's the sequel.
They made another one.
Let's get out of here.
You're not staying.
You're not Sylvia. You're one of the kung fu creatures on the rampage. 3.
It's not a bad movie.
What do you say, Odie? Thumbs up?